Well, hello everyone, and welcome to our Tongren Chakra Balancing teleconference, teleclass. I've muted the line. I think you can unmute your line, so if there was ever a reason you needed to talk to me or there was a problem, you could unmute the line and interrupt. But otherwise, I'll keep the line muted so that we get a good recording. And I think we'll just jump right in. You may, if this is your first time on the line, you might want to put yourself on speakerphone, or you might want to get in a comfortable position, and you may want to lay down, though I've heard if you lay down, you run the risk of falling asleep. So you may want to sit up and meditate along with this call. The way we're going to start, we're going to do the same format as we've done the times before. We're going to do a guided meditation through the chakras. At the end of the guided meditation, we will sit silently for probably 3 or 4 minutes. And then we'll do a Tongren chakra balancing treatment for the group. And I've been told that there's a lot of energy and power that comes through this call. And so hopefully it's a good opportunity for all of us to meditate together and to receive healing energy and to balance and align our chakras so that we can be the best that we can be. So I'd like to jump right in by focusing on the top of the head, the crown chakra. And the first affirmation that comes to mind is, I am open and I am expanded. I am open and I am expanded. I expand my idea of what is possible. And as I expand my idea of what is possible, I help to bring it in. I am open and I am expanded. I am open and I am expanded. And feel yourself now open and expanded. Let yourself become expansive. Expand now into the oneness. I expand into the oneness. I am one with all of life. I expand into infinite wisdom. I expand into infinite knowledge. I expand into infinite creativity. I expand into the one mind. I am open and expanded. I expand into the oneness now. And feel yourself opening and expanding even more. I am open and I am expanded. Moving to the third eye, located in the center of the forehead. Divine wisdom guides me. I know what to do. Divine wisdom guides me. When the time is right, I will know what to do. Divine wisdom guides me. When the time is right, I will know what to do. And sometimes we don't know what to do in this moment, but when we need to know what to do, the wisdom will be there for us. And so we can affirm, divine wisdom always guides me. When the time is right, I will know what to do. Moving to the throat chakra. I am filled with power and I am filled with purity. I am filled with great power, and I am filled with great light and great purity. I am powerful, and I am filled with purity. I am a powerful being of light. I am a powerful being of light. And see yourself now as a radiant being of light. Allow your energy to become radiant and light-filled and expanded. I am a radiant being of light. All who come into my presence are healed. My light alone is a healing force. I heal without saying a word. I have the power to influence. I am powerful. I am a powerful being of light. I have the power to influence. I am powerful, and I am pure. I am filled with power, and I am filled with purity. I have the power to influence, and I use my power wisely. And I use my power in service of all of humanity. I am powerful. I am powerful. I am powerful. Let's just sit with that energy for a moment, feeling the power of your spirit and feeling the purity of your spirit, because you are filled with purity and you are filled with power. And when you are connected to your spirit, you will use your power in service to all of humanity, and you will seek to make the contribution that you came to make. You will seek to make the contribution that only you can offer. And sometimes this contribution is related to your work. Sometimes your contribution is related to raising a child or helping a friend in need. Sometimes this contribution is linked more to a principle that you bring to the planet. Some people are here to bring joy. Some people are here to bring compassion. Some people are here to bring light. Some people are here to be a healer. Some people are here to be a leader and lead the way. Some people are here to teach. We all have different reasons for being here. Some are linked to our profession, and some are not linked to our profession. Some are linked to how we are in the world. And so seek to be powerful. And seek to be light-filled. And offer whatever contribution you've come to offer to the planet. Heart chakra. I am a radiant being of light and love. I am a radiant being of light and love. And I radiate my light and I radiate my love out into the world. All who come into my presence are healed. All who even think about me are healed. I radiate my light and I radiate my love, and this light and this love is felt by everyone. I am a radiant being of light, and I am a radiant being of love. And I radiate my light, and I radiate my love out into the world. And see yourself now as a radiant being of light and love. May all who come into your presence feel the light and the love that emanates from you. May all who even think of you feel the light and the love that emanates from you, and may they receive a healing. I am a radiant being of light and love. Solar plexus. I welcome all of life. I welcome all of life. I welcome love. I welcome joy. I welcome abundance. I welcome new opportunities. I welcome new adventures. I welcome a new chapter of my life. I welcome growth. I welcome learning. I welcome my challenges, for they have come to make me stronger and to help me learn and grow. I welcome my challenges, and I welcome ease as well, for I can learn through ease and joy, and challenge, and growth, and learning. I welcome the miraculous. I welcome a miracle. I welcome all of life. I welcome all of life. Take a moment now and welcome something into your life. Perhaps you're wanting a new chapter. Welcome a new chapter into your life. Or perhaps you're wanting a new opportunity. Or perhaps you're wanting to welcome new friends into your life. Perhaps you're wanting to welcome greater abundance. Or perhaps you simply want to open and welcome a miracle, whatever that may be, whatever spirit feels that would be growthful and miraculous to you now. So open now and welcome. Welcome whatever it is that you're wanting to bring into your life. And whatever it is you're wanting to bring into your life, you can pause at different points in your day and just welcome it. Open and welcome new friendship, or welcome a new chapter, or welcome greater world service, or welcome new opportunities into your life. You can pause at any point in your day or while you're driving. It's a lot about learning to use the pauses in between events. There are many pauses in our day when we're walking from our car to the grocery store, when we're waiting in line, when you are in traffic, when you are waiting for your food to come at a restaurant. Learning to use the pauses in between events for affirmation, for meditation, for welcoming what it is you're working on manifesting. can be a wonderful way to use the pauses in between events. And you can even start to look forward to delays, like getting stuck in a line or being stuck in traffic. Not that you want these things, but you have something productive you can do in that time. You can affirm, you can welcome, you can open. So learn to use the pauses in between events for affirmation, for reconnecting to spirit, for opening to the light, whatever it is that you like to do in the pauses between events. So welcome now. Welcome new opportunities. Welcome new growth, new learning. Welcome a new chapter into your life. Welcome the miraculous. Identity chakra, also known as the second chakra, located 2 to 3 inches beneath the navel. And the affirmation that comes to mind is, I am filled with creativity. I am creative and I am expressive. I express my creativity now. I am a fountain of creativity. Creative ideas pour from me. I am infinitely creative. I am infinitely creative. I am a channel for creativity. I am infinitely creative. I'm going to do a second affirmation for the identity chakra. And this one is, I am filled with wholeness. I am filled with wholeness. I am whole and complete within myself. There is a place within me that is untouched by anything that has transpired in this lifetime or other lifetimes. There is a place within me of infinite wisdom, infinite power, infinite balance, infinite love, infinite compassion. All that I need lies within me, and I connect to this place of wholeness now, and I feel my wholeness. And as I experience this wholeness that lies within me, I heal my soul, and I bring forth the power of my spirit more and more. And so I take time to connect with the wholeness of my being, so I can step into my power, so I can step into my emotional balance, so I can step into my love and into my compassion and into my acceptance and into my humility and into my greatness more and more. I am a being of great wholeness, and I sit in the wholeness of my being now. Moving to the base chakra, located at the base of the spine. And the affirmation that comes to mind is, I am spirit. I am infinite. I am eternal. And I am safe. I am spirit. Therefore, I am safe. I am spirit, therefore I am safe. I am infinite. I am eternal. I am vast. I am unlimited. And I am safe. The body can be injured, but the spirit can never be injured. and the spirit is safe. And the more that you connect with that part of you that is forever safe, the more you will feel the inherent safety that lies within your spirit. And so connect now with that part of you that is unlimited. Connect now to that part of you that is vast. Connect now to that place within you that is eternal, infinite. The affirmation that comes to mind is, I am an infinite, unlimited, expanded being of light. I am an infinite, expanded, unlimited being of light. Connect now with that place within you that is unlimited. Feel the expansive nature of your spirit. Feel the infinite nature of your spirit. And again, the affirmation that comes to mind is, I am an infinite, expanded, cosmic being of light. I am an infinite, expanded, cosmic being of light. Let's take a couple of moments now and sit in silence, connecting with this place that is infinite, unlimited, expanded, infinite. I am an infinite being of light. I am an infinite, expanded, cosmic being of light. I expand into the oneness now. I expand into the one mind. I expand into infinite wisdom. I expand into infinite creativity. I expand into infinite awareness. I am one with all of life. I am one with all of life. I am an infinite, expanded, cosmic being of light. And let's sit in this expanded awareness now. Feeling your oneness with all of life. Feeling the infinite nature of your spirit. Continuing to connect with your infinite nature. Continuing to connect with your expanded nature. Feeling your oneness with all of life. Feeling the light that's being generated now. Opening to this light. And if you're listening to the recording later and you want to pause and meditate longer, you may do so. We'll just sit together for one more moment. And when you're ready, you can slowly bring your attention back to the room around you now. And we'll move on to part two of this phone call, but we'll continue to just stay in the energy of being an infinite, expanded being of light. I got the affirmation, I am an infinite, expanded cosmic being of light from a Miley Cyrus interview. For those of you who don't know, Miley Cyrus is a pop star, and she has this wonderful voice, but she can be really, really crass, and so I've been kind of turned off by her. But I happened upon one of her music videos, and her music, her voice was just like pure gold. It was so beautiful. And after the music video, she gave an interview, and she said that she felt like an infinite cosmic being of light, and she wanted to share that feeling with everyone. And when I heard her voice, I could hear the part of her that is and is connected to her infinite cosmic nature. And it really inspired me to want to do a meditation tonight around cultivating this feeling of being an infinite cosmic being of light, and to bring that feeling more and more into our everyday life. You can listen to Miley Cyrus by Googling her and looking for a video. She can be crass, but if you find the right video, she's doing a new project right now, some kind of happy hippie project, and it's bringing out really the beauty of her voice. So I'd like now to move on to the second part of our call. And before we get into the Tongren chakra balancing, I'm going to read you a little poem for inspiration. And it's one that I shared today on my blog. It's something that I wrote. And it's going to set off the theme for our the healing part of our phone call. Well, the whole phone call is healing, but specifically for the Tongren chakra balancing part of our phone call. And it's called A Plate of Compassion All Around. So who am I to judge you? Everyone makes mistakes, and things aren't always what they appear. For today, I am filled with humility. For today, I acknowledge that I too have made mistakes. Some days, I am embarrassed by these mistakes. Some days, I cringe at the things I have said or done, no matter how well-intended I may have been. But these mistakes have given me a deep compassion for the human condition. We are all flawed, and at the same time, we all have greatness within us. And when I am tempted to judge another, I quietly reflect on all the times I have been out of balance too, all the times I misread the energy. And instead of judgmentalness, I offer compassion. I offer a plate of compassion all around. Everyone is learning. Everyone is growing. No one is exempt. I am filled with humility, and I offer a plate of compassion all around. Everyone is suffering. Everyone has some burden they are carrying. And so, When I can find this place within me, I offer compassion. Some days this comes easily, and other days I need to dig deep. But for today, this compassion bubbles up within me. We are all learning. We are all growing. No one is exempt. I am filled with humility, and I offer a plate of compassion all around. I am filled with humility, and I offer a plate of compassion all around. And now we'll begin the Tongren chakra balancing portion of our call. And I'm going to be tapping very softly because we found that it creates too much noise on the recording and on the phone line when I tap like I usually do. So I'm just tapping gently today. And I'm starting at the crown chakra. And as I tap on the crown chakra, I'm helping to release blockages in the crown chakra. Let's just start with the affirmation, I am open to receive. I am open to receive the light. I am open to the light. I am open to the light. I am open to divine guidance. I am open to divine opportunities. I am open to a new chapter. I am open to greater love. I am open to greater abundance. I am open to greater world service. I am open to offering my full contribution. I am open to the light. I am open to the light. And I love the affirmation, I am open to the light. It's one I like to do a lot. It can be a nice thing to do when you start the day. It can be a nice thing to do before you go into a meeting. It can be a nice thing to do before you teach your class. Or for me, I do it before I do a healing session with someone. Just take a moment and open to the light. And so as we're beginning this healing session, I'd like to just open it to the light and bring in the light for our greatest healing today so that we can be a light in the world and a light for others. But the first step is to know how to receive the light. And so open to receive this light now. I am open to the light. I am open to the light. I am one. I am one with all of life. I am one with all of life. Third eye. I understand. I understand the human condition. I understand that we are all learning and that we are all growing. I understand that the earth is a school and that we have come for growth and we have come for learning. I understand. I understand. I understand. Throat chakra. I am learning and I am growing. I am learning and I am growing. We are all learning and we are all growing. The earth is a school, and we've come for growth and we've come for learning. And everyone makes mistakes, and it's a natural part of life. It is why we have come. I am spirit. I am good, and I am learning. Everyone is spirit. Everyone is good, and everyone is learning. Heart chakra. I am filled with compassion. I am filled with compassion for myself. For I know that I am learning and I am growing. And I am filled with compassion for others. For I know that they are learning and they are growing. We are all learning and we are all growing, and that is why we have come. And so not to be so surprised by the mistakes and the imbalances that we find here, because this is why we're here. We're here to learn and we're here to grow. And it's easy to feel like I should already know this by now, or they should already know this by now, but that's not how it goes. We don't. We don't know it until we can live it. We may intellectually understand it, but until we can live it, we don't know it. And this is a process, and it takes time. And so to really cultivate a deep compassion for yourself and a deep compassion for others, that we have come for growth and learning. We've also come for enjoyment and for service. But to really cultivate a compassion for our learning process, to cultivate this compassion for ourselves, and to cultivate this compassion for others. We have come for growth, and we have come for learning. And so have a deeper compassion for yourself and a deeper understanding of why we are here. We are here to learn and grow. We are here to serve, and we are here to enjoy. And you will enjoy the ride more if you can cultivate a deeper love and compassion for yourself and a deeper love and compassion for others. And if you can deepen your awareness and your understanding that the earth is a school and we have come for growth and we have come for learning, and you will feel more enjoyment if you are not so surprised by the imbalances that you find within yourself and the imbalances you find within others. And so resist nothing now, and let yourself be filled with a feeling of compassion for the human condition. For all have pain, all are struggling, all have some hurdle that they're working to overcome, whether you know it or not. And so cultivate a deeper compassion now, and seek to extend this compassion to everyone you come in contact with, knowing that everyone's got a battle. Everyone's got something that they're fighting. Everyone's got some pain or some sadness. And so see yourself as a compassionate being of light now. Extend this compassion to yourself and extend this compassion to others. See yourself as a radiant, compassionate being of light and love. Seek to bring more and more compassion to yourself and more compassion to others. How compassionate can you be? How understanding can you be? Of course, this doesn't mean that you have to invite everyone home to dinner. You don't have to invite anyone to your house for dinner. but you can extend compassion to everyone you come in contact with, remembering that everyone's got a story, and everyone's got pain, and everyone's got a struggle. And so extend your compassion now out into all of humanity. See yourself as a radiant being of light and a radiant being of compassion. Let your presence be a healing presence so that all who come into your presence or even think about you receive a healing because they are touched by the light that emanates from you. Extend this compassion as much to yourself as you do to others. Have compassion for yourself and have compassion for others, for all are learning and all are growing. I am an infinite being of light and compassion. My compassion extends out into the world and is a healing force in the world. I am a radiant being of love and compassion. Solar plexus. I accept myself completely. I accept that the earth is a school. I accept that I have come for growth. I accept that I have come for learning. I accept that I have come for enjoyment. And I accept that I have come for service. I resist nothing. I accept it all. I welcome it all. I welcome growth. I welcome learning. I welcome enjoyment. I welcome service. I welcome it all. I welcome it all. I welcome it in myself and I welcome it for others. I welcome the learning process of others. I welcome the growth process. I welcome enjoyment and I welcome greater service. I welcome it all. I welcome it all. I welcome it all. I resist nothing. Identity chakra. I know who I am. I know who I am. I am human, and I am learning and growing. And I am spirit, and I am filled with greatness, and I am filled with divinity, and I am filled with light, and I've come to offer a powerful contribution. I know who I am. I know who I am. I know who I am, and I need no validation. I know who I am, and spirit knows who I am. I know who I am, and I know what to do. I know who I am, and I know why I've come. I've come to learn. I've come to grow. I've come to enjoy. I've come to have a good time, and I've come to serve. I know who I am, and I know why I am here. And base chakra. I am filled with humility. I am filled with humility. I am growing and I am learning and I am enough as I am. I am enough as I am. I am filled with great humility. I am filled with great humility. And kidney one for peace. Take a moment and feel this new alignment and feel the growing light that's becoming more and more powerful. Connect now with the humility that lies within you, knowing that you are enough as you are and that you've come to the earth to learn and to grow. At the same time, connect with your greatness. Remember that there is a place, there is a spark of divinity that lies within you. Remember there is a place of infinite wisdom that lies within you, a place of infinite power, of infinite strength, of infinite sensitivity, of infinite emotional balance. When you remember who you are, you will be able to bring forward more of who you are. What you focus on grows, and so focus now on the greatness that lies within you. You are a radiant being of light. You are a radiant being of compassion and love. There is greatness that lies within you. Connect with the greatness of your spirit now. Connect with the greatness that lies within and allow your light to shine brightly now. I am a radiant being of light. I am a radiant being of light. I am a radiant being of light. I am light, and I open to the light. I am light, and I open to the light. And open now to the celestial light that's pouring down from the heavens. Allow yourself to be immersed in this light. Feel the light of spirit coming down and shining down upon you, releasing any blockages that lie within you so that more and more you can bring your best self forward every day. Open to the celestial light now, and remember to open to the light as you go through your day. Take a moment now. Well, let's just sit in that light for a moment. Take a moment now and feel the guides that are around you. We each have powerful guides that are all around us. Feel your guides now. Feel the presence of your guides. And I'm going to ask the guides to bring each one of us additional healing tonight. Open now to the light and healing energy coming to you from your guides. I'm going to ask the guides to adjust each one of our energy fields in a way that will facilitate the deepest healing for us today. And so open now to your guides and let them bring you the healing that you need. Let them shift your energy field in whatever way would be most beneficial. Allow them to release blockages. Allow the guides to release anything that's holding you back so that you can offer your full contribution and you can let your full light shine. Open now, and I will ask the guides on behalf of all of us to release anything that's holding us back, to release our blockages, and to help us be the best that we can be. Open to receiving this light and healing energy now. Do not cloud the experience with thoughts of, do I deserve this light? Or with guilt that other people aren't getting the light. See this as a skill that you're cultivating, that you're learning to simply open to the light, open to healing energy. See it as a skill that you're developing. Let all thoughts quiet down now and fade out and simply open to the light and allow the guides to bring you the healing that you need today. I am open to the light. I am open to the light. I am open to the celestial light coming down from the heavens, and I'm open to the light of my guides. I am showered with light. I walk in light. I walk in light, and I'm a being of great light. I walk in light, and I am a being of great light. And now expand your energy out once again. Connect with your infinite nature. Connect with your expanded nature. Expand into the oneness now. I am an infinite, expanded, powerful, cosmic being of light. I am an infinite, expanded, cosmic being of light. And I'd like to conclude our phone sessions by sending light to the earth. And in this way, we use our time together not only to heal ourselves, but to contribute healing energy to the planet. And so now, remembering your power, remembering your infinite nature, I'd like you to imagine the earth before you. And I'd like you to imagine waves of gold light penetrating the earth now. And this gold light is raising the vibration of the planet. It's raising the vibration of everyone on the planet. It's raising the awareness. It's elevating consciousness. It's helping each person on the planet to grow and to learn and to bring their best self forward more and more. And I'll ask that anyone who's in need of healing now receive that healing. I ask that this light goes to whomever needs it, that someone who is suffering will be uplifted by this light. Someone who is confused will gain clarity from this light. And I ask that people all over the planet are receiving healing energy now from the light that we are generating from this call. I ask that this light bring healing to the planet itself, healing to the animals on the planet, healing to the earth, and healing to everyone and everything on the earth. And now we can shower ourselves in this light one last time, open to this cosmic celestial light coming down from the heavens, and let yourself be basked, that's not the word, let yourself be enveloped in this light. Let the light shine down upon you, and I'll ask that the light elevate you. I'll ask that the light help to awaken you. I'll ask that the light help to raise all of our consciousness so that we can each bring our best self forward more and more, so that we can each offer the contribution that we came to make. I'll ask the light to remove any blockages. Anything that's holding you back is being released by the light now. Let yourself bask in this light. Let yourself be enveloped in this light, and let the light bring you whatever healing it is that you need today. And let's just sit in this celestial light for another moment now, opening to receive this light. See how open you can be to receive now. Feel the power of the light and invite the light into your being and into your life and ask the light to bring you whatever healing you need today. Ask the light to bring healing to your family, healing to your place of work. Ask the light to help you to offer your full contribution. Ask the light to help you in being the being of light that you truly are. I am open to the light. I am open to the light. I am open to the light. And the light brings me the healing that I need today. For some, it will be a physical healing. For some, it will be emotional healing. For some, you will receive clarity and insight. And for some, it will be a spiritual healing. Or perhaps it will be all of the above. I am open to the light. I am open to the light. And anytime you need a healing, you can pause and open to the light. And ask the light to bring you the healing that you need. You need not know what healing it is that you need. It's enough to simply pause, open to the light, and allow the light to bring you healing, transformation, elevation of consciousness, and elevation of awareness. I am open to the light. I am open to the light. Let's just sit together for another moment. Sit in your own alignment, your own balance, and sit in the light that has been generated from this call today. Continuing to feel the light of your own inner spirit, and the celestial light pouring down from the heavens. If you like, you may continue to meditate on your own. I will pause now and just thank all of you for being on the line with me here this evening. This was our third call, and it's the first one I didn't feel nervous for. It's also the first one I didn't have assistance with, so far so good. I think we did all right. We will be making the recording. The recording will be in MP3 form in just a few days, sometime before the end of the week. We're creating a page so that the first three calls will all be on the same page, so that you will be able to just go to that page and listen to any of the recordings that we've done so far. I encourage you to listen to these through the week to keep your energy elevated and to help support you in being the best that you can be. And once again, I just thank you for being part of this call. I really appreciate it. It's a nice way to start the week and to elevate our energy. And there's definitely a group energy that comes in when we meet together like this. I certainly feel it, and I have a feeling you can feel it too. And for now, I will I'll wish you a good week. And I just got distracted. I feel like maybe I'll just unmute the line and see if there's any closing thoughts before we go. There's no need. Well, I'll just unmute the line for a moment here. I'm getting daring. I'll just see if there's any closing thoughts from anyone before I before we adjourn. All right, well, I'm going to let you just sit in that energy and be in that energy. You may want to continue meditating on your own, and I'll wish you a good night. Have a great week, and for those of you in the area, we do have a meditation class on Tongren Chakra Balancing class on Monday nights, and we have a meditation group on Thursday nights. So have a great week, have a great month, and we'll see you again in June.